An Obama-era rule about retirement savings is set to take partial effect early next month, shocking many. The so-called fiduciary rule requires that retirement advisors act in their clients' interests, not in their own. When first called for by President Obama in 2015, people were surprised to hear that wasn't already the standard. Republicans in Wall Street, though, say the rule would raise costs, and when the Trump administration delayed it earlier this spring, many thought it would be nixed. But Labor Secretary Alexandra Acosta announced last week it will be allowed to go forward as the Labor Department gets public comments. So what happened? Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is called Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
You know, when this was first announced, I remember we had a conversation and I said, wait, they don't already have to have our best interest at heart, this being brokers? I mean, this was stunning to people that they don't.
Yeah, and it's so weird because you think, you know, someone who's going to actually give me financial advice, you would think that should be a rule that would be mandated, but it wasn't. And remember that what most of the financial professionals out there are held to is something called suitability. That means whatever they sell you or advise you to do, it has to be appropriate given who you are and your risk parameters, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in your best interest. And I just want to say that distinction can get very gray.
Yeah. Well, first, let's just dig a little deeper. So can a broker, for instance, do something that may not be in your best interest but might get him or her a big percentage and might be more in their interest?
Yeah, let me give you the clearest example of this. If you came into my office and I'm a broker, I'm not held to the fiduciary standard, and you come in and you say, I'd like to save for my kids' college education, and I would like to use a 529 plan to do that. Can you help me with that, Ms. Jill, the registered rep or broker or agent or whatever I call myself? And I say, sure, I'd be happy to help you out with that. I can take care of everything for you. And, just want to let you know, I'm going to get paid a little commission for doing that. And you say, okay, fine. Now, that's suitable advice for you. You've said you want to save for education. What I don't have to tell you is that there is a cheaper alternative for you, that you may be missing a way to get a state benefit by using your own state's plan, or that you really don't need me because it's a kind of easy transaction.
Okay.
So that's the distinction that gets very fuzzy.
So this is what led to the fiduciary rule, which is supposed to take effect. But what's happened under the Trump administration?
So what had happened was this rule that was set to go into effect that would apply to just retirement accounts only, this Obama-era rule, was set to go into effect on April 10th. The administration that came in, the Trump administration, delayed it until June 9th. And at that point, most people thought it was going to be dead. However, the new head of the Labor Department, Alexandra Acosta, said, actually, we're going to let the fiduciary rule for retirement accounts go into effect on June 9th, while we still take note and we take some comments, but it's going to be the rule that applies to retirement accounts.
Why do you think that happened?
I have no idea, because frankly, every single person that I spoke to who was very well informed on the matter was shocked by this turn.
Well, it could be that it just doesn't sound good to take away a rule that would ask that brokers make deals in your best interest. In the meantime, Jill Schlesinger, just with a few seconds we have, what should someone do? So the rule's going into effect. But how do you, if you're looking for a financial advisor, how do you ask them, you know, are you going to abide by the fiduciary rule? Are you going to take my best interest at heart? How do you find out?
Well, I think what's important is that, remember, this rule only applies to retirement savings. So
right.
I think any consumer who's trying to get financial advice should just ask a question. Hey, Mr. Ms. Advisor, are you held to the fiduciary standard? Now, if the answer is no, then your advisor is going to, again, provide you with suitable advice, may not be in your best interest. So I think that that's kind of your lead question. And after that, you can start to ask different additional questions. How will I pay for your services? What experience do you have? Do you have any credentials like a CFP certification? Are you a member of the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors? What services do you offer? These are all questions that you are entitled to ask. And I think that just asking whether or not that person is held to the fiduciary standard and whether his or her firm is held to that standard is your first icebreaker.
Okay. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always, and a thoughtful Memorial Day to you.
And to you as well. Thanks very much.